He may have been forced to trade in his time at the rink for days spent at doctor's offices and chemotherapy appointments, but Eamon Miller's passion for hockey remains as strong as ever. The 10-year-old Cordova Bay boy was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia by doctors at BC Children's Hospital earlier this year. "Hearing that news was just, it was life-changing," said Eamon's mom Jen. But some things don't change. As Jen spoke to Saanich News, Eamon gripped a hockey stick, practicing his moves between cancer treatments in the pouring rain. When leukemia took a toll on the active lifestyle Eamon enjoyed as the captain of his Victoria Admirals hockey team, news of his diagnosis soon trickled through the organization. "It hit me very hard because my son is the same age as he is," said Andy Navarrett, the Admirals U11A coach, who touted Eamon's dedication to the sport. "He was very excited to be there, practiced really hard, played really hard, was a very good teammate, gave it all he had and was exceptional in the dressing room and around the rink." The Admirals organization began to rally in support of Eamon, producing stickers with his name and jersey number, which players sported on the back of their helmets. Players also wore orange ribbons to show support for people with kidney cancer and leukemia. "This whole journey has been quite isolating," said Jen. "Knowing that his friends are there supporting him, it just helps lift him up every single day. Those messages of support mean so much." Eventually, support spread. At a tournament on the mainland in October, a Surrey team caught wind of Eamon's story and made him a one-of-a-kind hockey jersey, with his last name below those of four hockey greats: Wayne Gretzky, Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid and Connor Bedard. The Vancouver Canucks also heard about Eamon and, in December, invited him and a few of his lucky teammates to watch a game from box seats, where the boys met current Canuck JT Miller and retired goaltender Kirk McLean. "It shows the ripple effect of support," said Jen. "It's really been motivating for Eamon." In the new year, Eamon's teammates plan to continue supporting their buddy. On January 4, the Admirals will chip Christmas trees at two locations, 4368 Tyndall Avenue and 4240 Glanford Avenue. Half of the proceeds will be donated to the Island Kids Cancer Association, a Saanich-based nonprofit that provides year-round support for island youth with cancer. Navarrett hopes the money raised will help Eamon and other kids like him. "You want them to come around this successfully and come away cancer-free and come back to enjoy sports as a youth," he said. All of this support has helped reinforce Jen's hope about Eamon's future. "He's currently in remission, but then there's all this hard work still to do in order to ensure that the cancer does not return," she said, adding that Eamon has to undergo chemotherapy and immunotherapy treatments until May, followed by 2 years of maintenance chemotherapy. "The hope is that it never returns and that this journey is behind us in the next few years."